Today is Aleph Adar Sheni, and Bizman Beis HaMikdash and Aleph Adar, they would announce the obligation of Machzis HaShekel. And everyone, every year, had to donate half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and that money would be used to buy the communal karbanos, the karbanos that were starting from Aleph Nisan. So they would announce it on Aleph Adar, and then over the course of Adar, people would bring their Machzis HaShekel. Nowadays, we don't have this mitzvah. But Zechel Machzis HaShekel, so we read Parashat Shkalim this past Shabbos, and we donate money, Zechel Machzis HaShekel, customarily on Tainis Esther, in commemoration of this mitzvah which we're not able to fulfill, Bizmanenu. Some suggest that perhaps the reason that we do so on Tainis Esther is because, first of all, it's always important to give tzedakah on fast days. And beyond that as well, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that we have the mitzvah Machzis HaShekel and Adar because our shkalim preceded the shkalim of Haman that he wanted to offer in order to be able to destroy the Jewish people. And that schus helped us, so we commemorate that as well and continue that schus by donating the Zechel Machzis HaShekel before Purim. It's actually quite interesting that the Rama quotes this minog in Hilchos Purim, in Tafresh Sadi Dalid. It's not mentioned by the Ram, not mentioned by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not a minog just for Ashkenazim. The Sfarim are knowing as well to donate the Zechel Machzis HaShekel. However, there is a difference between the general Ashkenazi minog and what many of the Sfardi poskim recommend with regard to how to fulfill the minog as follows. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shkalim that how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel? You donate a coin which is half of the regular currency in that particular place, but it has to be worth at least the same amount as the biblical Machzis HaShekel, which contained a specific amount of silver. So in theory, the optimal way, perhaps the way to go ahead and to do it the way it was done, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, would be is if you had a coin which was half of that currency, which had silver, or which was worth that amount of money. So the old American half, the silver half dollars that were produced before the year 1965 had that. They had enough silver to be able to do that. But Bizmanenu, we don't really have that. And even when that was available, that was not really the custom amongst Ashkenazim. That's what the Rama records, that you give half, whatever it is. He opted for the issue of the giving a coin that's a half of that common currency. So Bizmanenu, a half a shekel of the new Israeli shekels, that would suffice according to this practice. And then Rama quotes additionally that became customary to give three as opposed to one, and says the word truma three times at the beginning of Parshas Ki Sisa. Okay. The Sfari poskim, the Kaf HaChaim and the Yalkut Yosef writes La Halacha that never mind the coin that's half of the currency. The Indian is to give the value of half of a biblical shekel, which is 9.6 grams of silver. So it depends on the price of silver. So right now, approximately 17 and a half shekel. So the Indian would be to give 17 and a half shekel. And even if it's not, even if you're missing that element of the half of the actual coin, who's chayav to give the zechel machzis HaShekel? So this is a fascinating discussion that a little bit depends on why we give it and a little bit depends on Hilchos Machzis HaShekel. The Rama writes that the minhag is for men over the age of 20 to give Zechel Machzis HaShekel because that's who was chayiv in the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quote that, hold on a second, that's not so simple that's really true. Maybe this is like, Tosafot Yontif claims that this is the opinion of most Rishonim, that the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel was like any other mitzvah, applies above the age of bar mitzvah. So anyone over the age of bar mitzvah is chayiv. Not if you're 20, but anyone over the age of 13. There are more quotes in the Darkei Moshe. He doesn't quote this in Shulchan Aruch, that according to some, that everyone would give. The women would give, you give for your kids. Even if a woman was pregnant, they would give Machzis HaShekel, Zechel Machzis HaShekel for the fetus. So he says, the Magen Avraham quotes this and says, I have no idea why this would be the case, Mechatesi, that you'd have to do that. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, according from the Yerab, that there is in fact a practice to give for everybody, the women and the children. And he writes that the halacha is, when it comes to Machzis HaShekel, that if you start giving on behalf of your kids, then you have to continue to do so as well. The Kaf HaChaim explains what would be the reason for that practice to give for everybody, even for the kids, even for the women. So he says there's an inyan of kapara involved. The pasuk says lechaper nafsho seichem. So everyone needs kapara. We all need kapara, and even especially bismanenu. It's basically a way to give tzedakah on a fast day. So tzedakah is always good, and the more the merrier. What to do with it? So some poskim write zechle machzis hashekel. So we can't give it to Beis Hamikdash. So give it to shuls, give it to yeshivas, and that would be the best type of a zechle machzis hashekel. Others write, Aruch HaShulchan writes, doesn't matter. It's just a zecher. It's not the real thing. Give it to whoever you want. You give it to the poor people. Any just cause. Have a great day, and please.